We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Thank you. Jehovah Father, mighty King, sustainer of my soul.
He reigns in golden splendor. His heavens filled with wonder. He
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Tells of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love
fears away. Thy hand inside of all my foes doth still my table spread. My cup with blessings overflows. Thine oil anoints my head. Thank you.
giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast made known unto us the king's matter. Blessed be the name of God.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled Seven Sticks of Spaghetti. John 15, verse 16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you." My future wife and I were attending Union College in Nebraska. After our sophomore year, I asked Kathy's father if I could marry her. Kathy's father asked a typical question for a father, especially a German farmer in North Dakota. "How are you going to make a living for her?" he queried. We were just young kids, barely 19 years old after all. I coughed and started to sweat. "Well," I said, "I guess she'll have to work because I have to go to school." That didn't go over too well, but we got married anyway. By that summer, I had a well-paying construction job, putting up steel buildings and pouring concrete. Kathy didn't have to work, and I went back to school and paid all of our school bills. In the spring, the publishing directors of the conferences would come and solicit students, especially theology students, to canvass for the summer. I knew that some of these student literature evangelists didn't make very good money. Actually, very few did. But I had a job in construction and I was making very good money. I have to pay my school bill, I told myself, so I stayed away from the publishing directors. One Thursday night, a friend of mine, who was a student publishing leader, called me. Would you like to canvass this summer here in Lincoln? Bob asked. I knew Lincoln was the worst place to canvass. With an Adventist college right there, it had been overrun with Adventists and their books over the years. No, I'm not going to, I said. I have a good construction job. Well, Bob countered, you're a theology major, and before you graduate, you need to have a summer's experience in canvassing. I know, but I'm not going to do it right now. Would you pray about it? Bob asked. No, I said, I need to work. Come on, Duane, Bob prodded. You're a theology major. You have to pray about it. Okay, I grudgingly agreed. I hung up and told Kathy about Bob's request. I promised I'd pray about it, so I guess we should, I said. I don't recommend this course of action, but this is what we did. We got 7 pieces of spaghetti and broke one off. We knelt down and prayed, Lord, if I should canvass, have us pull up the short piece. 6 chances for me, 1 chance for the Lord. The short piece came up. It irritated me so much that I threw the spaghetti in the trash. I got 7 more pieces of spaghetti, broke one off and knelt down. I held them as we prayed. At the end of the prayer, Kathy pulled up the short one again. We get it, Lord, I said. I guess you want me to canvass. So I did canvass that summer. It was a good experience, and the Lord blessed us. One of my contacts was baptized. Others took Bible studies. It just got better and better. By the end of the summer, I had earned enough money not only for all of my school bill, but also for half of Kathy's as well. Oh, and the construction company I was planning to work for? It went bankrupt that summer. The next spring I was graduating, and we didn't know how we were going to pay the rest of Kathy's bill. We had paid some of it off, but we still owed about $350. Back in those days, that was quite a lot of money for us, especially since we had no money. We were even thinking about selling our car. By that time, I was working part-time as a pastor in the little town of Falls City, Nebraska. Had I not canvassed, I wouldn't have gotten the job, I'm sure. Since the Nebraska conference leaders were very excited that I'd had that baptism over the summer, they had called me to be a pastor. Now we were praying, Lord, what should we do to pay off Kathy's school bill? The Lord answered our prayer in a surprising way. Early one morning, while we were eating breakfast, we heard a crash outside. Coming up from our basement apartment, we discovered that a woman, who turned out to be a fellow Adventist, had not been paying attention as she was driving to work. Her truck had hit the fender of our car. We took her number and insurance information, and the insurance paid me $500. We had enough to pay Kathy's school bill, but not enough to fix the fender. So I removed the fender and drove the car for 3 or 4 months without it. Finally, a friend found me a fender for $50 that was the right colour. I put it on and it worked. The little church in Falls City where I worked every other weekend hadn't had a baptism in 20 years. The Lord blessed us that spring with 3 baptisms. The Lord certainly saw us through and showed us his leading throughout that pivotal time in our lives. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 133. The angel appeared to Cornelius while he was at prayer. As a centurion heard himself addressed by name, he was afraid. Yet he knew that the messenger had come from God, and he said, What is it, Lord? The angel answered, Thy prayers and thine arms have come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. The explicitness of these directions, in which was named even the occupation of the man with whom Peter was staying, shows that heaven is acquainted with the history and business of men in every station of life. God is familiar with the experience and work of the humble labourer, as well as with that of the king upon his throne. Seven Sticks of Spaghetti was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It's been a pleasure bringing you this program here on 3ABN Australia Radio.